Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here, and Karen Kerrigan joins us on a regular basis and has been now for 23 years to try to restore some order with limited success. President of the SBE Council, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Karen, tell us about SBE Council.
You bet, Jim. So we are an advocacy, research, and education organization that works to protect small business, promote entrepreneurship. We've been doing this now for more than 25 years, and we just do a lot on policy, you know, provide business intelligence, you know, to entrepreneurs and small businesses. People can find more about us at sbecouncil.org, Twitter at sbecouncil, Facebook sbecouncil. Sign up for our Small Business Insider e-news for free, and you'll see what we're doing to, you know, support America's small business ecosystem, particularly now, you know, during this very, very difficult period.
I really encourage you to do that, folks, and support them with your financially. Become a member. They can use your help, because today, as we speak, Karen is getting ready to testify before the House Small Business Committee. And when you've heard me in the past tell you how highly regarded she is in Washington, this is an example. This is their first meeting, and they've got her up first and to talk to us, to them about the state of small business. Karen, one of the things that happened this week was this reconciliation bill, $1.9 trillion, a whole lot of it, not even about COVID. It passed the House, it passed the Senate, right?
That's right. So, yes.
Not bipartisan. It was a
partisan vote. And all the committees now have jurisdiction, go to work and magically come up with this $1.9 trillion in spending. Look at that. That was a partisan vote. We've heard from, you know, certain members of Congress, and Senator Joe Manchin being the most visible, that he would not support anything partisan. Obviously, this was, or maybe the specifics he won't support, including the federal minimum wage hike of $15. But look at Jim. I think, you know, the 10 Republicans that went over to the White House is that, you know, here's you know, what we think is reasonable, more targeted, limited, what's needed in terms of getting the economy back open, vaccine distribution, et cetera. And look at, I think pretty much Biden threw cold water on that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't see a lot of unity happening right now.
No.
Do you think
Manchin will stick to his guns and not vote for a $15 minimum wage? Will that be cut out?
Yeah, and I think there's other issues that will pop up beyond that, too, in terms of beyond the minimum wage issue. You know, there's, you know, other members on the Democrat side that have concerns about specific pieces of within, you know, when these appropriations, you know, come forward in terms of the specifics.
This is money we don't have. This is $2 trillion that we don't have. We've got to borrow. We've got to print this money and borrow with the backing from somewhere. And it's going to go to profligate states and cities, a lot of it, isn't it?
Yes, Jim, but the bigger point is there's $1 trillion that hasn't been spent yet.
We've already appropriated it.
So, yeah, there's a lot of money that's on the table right now that's still being deployed, that's sitting there, and let's see where we are. I think, you know, given that there seems to be a big drop-off, right, in terms of new cases of COVID, economies are beginning to open in those states where they were locked down.
Right.
So, you know, I think they just need to sort of take a breather here, you know, and see what's happening with this money that we've already spent, and where the disease may be going, particularly with these variants. So,
right.
And businesses, as you know, Jim, can operate smart and safe. So we're finally, you know, they're opening in New York and California and in other places where just the lockdown was too restrictive. I mean,
Aaron, I want to say before you go how proud I am of you for what you've done, for the work you do, for how highly regarded you are. On behalf of my audience, I just want you to know you're our hero.
Oh, thank you, Jim. And you as well as mine.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Don't you ever forget that. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.